Hey J-pop and J-rock fans, this is our 10th episode of Jaotic, and I'm very excited because we've gone a really long way. It's been a whole year just giving you guys everything that has to do with J-pop and J-rock and letting you guys absorb all this really, really cool music. And we wouldn't have done this without you fans that have been sending us emails and have been listening to us or have been following us on Twitter. By the way, our Twitter is J_Otic, so if you guys haven't been following us, follow us now. And for those of you guys who have been following us, I know I haven't really been updating you guys on anything, but I will now because I have more time, because finals already ended and I got nothing to do. Except to go to concerts, because I know next week I'm going to go to the Miyavi concert. So if you guys live in the Los Angeles area and haven't bought your ticket for the Miyavi concert at the Nokia Theater, it's on July 12th, so I suggest you go because it's going to be really good. Anyways, enough about that. I'm going to update you guys on what's been going on in the J-Rock world because I know this summer is going to be really awesome. There's going to be a lot of albums and singles coming out, and Despair's Ray and GOT, they're going to have their tour in Europe, and yeah, it's just amazing. Although, on a sad note, Clearville is going to be disbanding, but their new and last album is going to come out July 4th. So if you really like Clearville, support them, even though it's their last album. Yeah, just buy their album on cdjapan.com or Yes Asia, I don't know, wherever you buy your J-Rock stuff. So 1212 is going to come out with a new album, as well as Vislip, and what else? Oh, and Mixed Speakers Inc. So buy that. And Exist Trace came out with a new single, and they have this whole new look, and I really, really like it. So buy their new single on CD Japan or wherever. Also, Bucktick has a new single, as well as Gazette and Gerugamesh. So just update yourself on that. I'll put up all the information on our Twitter, so follow us. And there's one more thing that I forgot. Right. Allstead's gonna be at SonyCon in Texas, so that's exciting. I would really want to go, but I can't go. Oh well. Anyways, so enough about that, because I know you guys don't want to hear me talk. I'm just gonna have to let you listen to the playlist, a really special playlist I have set for you. So, this special playlist, it has a theme, obviously. And I don't know about you, but I love listening to guitar solos and just instrumental solos. It's kind of my thing. And I like symphonic metal. That's my favorite genre, which is why my favorite band is Rsi, because they're a symphonic metal band. And that's why our opening to this podcast is a song by Rsi, because I know you guys asked for it, and I'm giving it to you. If you guys are getting sick of them, I'm sorry, but I love them. Whatever. So our first song is by Matenro Opera, and the song is Eternal Symphony, so here it is.
寂しさとなって現れる時間が長くなる。あなたを殺して私思う日があるの。春が二人をもっと繋げるといいのに。
J-pop and J-rock fans, Chireyu here, and wow, this episode is even later than usual. Why? Graduation, birthdays, laziness, and summer classes. So, I know that most of you already have, or probably know somebody that has graduated, making this whole playlist thing that I'm going to be doing for this episode a little on the late side. Well, I'll be playing a few sentimental or graduation-y songs during this episode. So with that said, first up is Sentimental Journey by Sweets. This is a really cute song about memories shared and, you know, the usual that whenever you're apart, your hearts will always be connected. You know, the usual. Anyway, so here goes Sentimental Journey by Sweets.
の島の潮風に
So a lot of the bands that I listen to, I can't really pronounce the name. So please forgive me, but I really like this band and that I chose for this special playlist. And they're a symphonic metal band, and my friend just recently introduced me to them. They're very interesting, and they're very, very unique. So here is Le Croix des Spheres. I think that's how you pronounce it. Not so sure. But okay, here is Kono Koku Yori Mai Orishi Monotachi by Le Croix des Spheres.
can't believe I haven't actually played a song by this band during the life of this podcast yet. The next song is Sotsugyo Time by What, which I hope I'm pronouncing right. I like them, but I don't know how to pronounce the name of their band, which is kind of sad if you ask me. The name of the song translates to Graduation Time, making it perfect for this episode. What consists of Eiji Wentz, or Wentz Eiji, and Koike Teppe. Basically, Watt stands for Wentz and Teppe, hence the W-A-T. So here's Sotsugyo Time.
あの日僕ら語り明かした空が白く霞みゆくまでみんな共に過ごした日々は時を超えて大切なもの離れても思い出すよ時が流れてそれぞれの道夢や希望に想いを乗せて僕たちが夜明け間近交わした約束 空に星を散りばめるより いつか夢に手が届く頃闇を抜けて君に幸あれ いつか夢に手が届く頃闇を抜けて君に幸あれあの日僕ら語り明かした空が白く霞みゆく くまでみんな共に過ごした日々は時を超えて大切なもの。
Actually, a lot of the songs that I chose for this playlist are songs that I just recently ran into while just surfing YouTube. So I don't know a lot about the bands, or at least the bands after Le Croix de Spheres. These three last bands that I chose, I don't really know much about them because I recently discovered them. And I really, really like them. This next song that I chose, they're... guitar solos blew me away, but not as much as the last song that I'm going to play, so just listen to it. This song is Everlasting by Galnerius. I think that's how you pronounce it. If I'm pronouncing something wrong, just send me the pronunciation of it through Twitter or email. I don't know. I really want to know the pronunciation of it, so help me. Anyway, so here is Everlasting.
Next is my obvious JE bias shining through once again. This is actually my favorite song out of the ones in this episode. Yes, even more than the news song that I'll obviously be playing later. It's Arashi's 5x10, or at least I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure if it's 5x10, 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 or like 5x10. I don't know. So anyway, what else? The song was written by the members of Arashi, and it's really touching if you look up the lyrics, especially if you've been a fan since, like, way back when. It was included in their album Arashi 5x10 All the Best, which is basically a compilation of all their singles from 1999 to 2009, along with a few other select songs and this new song. I tried to get my hands on the limited edition version of that album, but it was sold out within seconds. So anyway, here's Arashi's 5x10.
あれは偶然泣き虫ね気づけば10年空に舞い上がってゆく風船華奢な5人で乗り込む幽霊の船ただ笑っとこうきっと夢が叶うとこそう言い聞かせてた頃の過去も今胸にまとも焦り不安憤り馬鹿な果敢に生きていた日々もあったあなたでもあなたがいてくれたからその笑顔あったかかったから歩いてこれたんだね
ただ愛を送る共に望む未来for you先の山は風で越える飛べる僕らの色で当たり染める一人ぼっちで覗いた空を
I'm going to limit myself on the talking part of this podcast, or at least for the next two songs, because I don't really know much about the bands. Because, you know, I just recently discovered them, so I can't really say anything. So I'm going to let you have your own opinion on it. Like, send me a Twitter or an email telling me how much you like this band or how much you hate it. So anyways, here is Pain Wing by Art Cube.
Of you J-pop fans are aware of this, but AKB48 will be coming to Anime Expo 2010, which will be held at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I know I sound like I'm advertising, I'm sorry. I absolutely adore AKB48, even more than Morning Musume that came last year. And as luck would have it, their concert is on July 1st, which means that's a Thursday, which means I have summer classes that day, which means I can't go. That just sucks. Of the 4 days they could have had their concert on, they decide to have it on the one day I could not, I mean, I had class. It's amazing. Well, since they are coming, and I'm sure at least one of you guys is going to see them, I'll play an AKB48 song. It's a graduation ballad, which is really choir-like. Though it's really different from most idol songs, I still think it's really nice. The song is called Sakura Shiori. So, yeah. Whoever's going, have fun for me, okay? So, anyway, here's Sakura Shiori by AKB48.
Come to an end to the J-Rock portion of this podcast, or at least for this episode, and I saved the best for last. It's the song that blew my mind away the first time I heard it, and I can listen to this song a million times because it's just that good. Here is Aoki Dokugan by On Myoza.
Lastly, news, again, like always. I'm sure a bunch of you are so sick of my bias, but hey, this is a really good song, even though I do say that about most of their other songs. The song is called Share, and actually a studio-recorded version of this song has never been made. This is just a recording of their performance of it at Tokyo Dome. It was included in their Koi no ABO single, which was the first news single I ever bought online, and coincidentally, it was also the single that got lost in the mail, so I never got it. Amazing, isn't it? Share was written by all the members, and some of the lyrics make no sense. Part of it goes, "Just only stars blinking always breathe in us," although it kind of sounds like breath, but they spelled it as breathe. Anyway, I don't know about you, but it makes no sense to me. But it's still a really good song nonetheless, so here's Share by Muse.
Music, please. いきましょう。シェアお願いします。
色んな感情を分け合って輝くはスウェンダウンだ辛い時は一緒に泣こう楽しい時は共に笑おうみんなの愛と笑顔で僕はずっと優しくなれんだよいつの間にか年重ねる世間で緩いパナを取られ信じてきたものはそれぞれに譲れない部分もそれぞれに無理に一つにならずに混ざり合えない日はそのままでいい一人一人に持つ色だから在家のマーブル描けばいい抱きしめたいなって言ってもいつも心の中まで垂れちゃってステージをみんなで作ってありがとういつの日も感謝して嬉しい気持ちもバレバレ今日も稼ぎすぎちゃってやれやれここに来て一緒に歌おうあなたの声をまた聞かせてね擦れ違いゆく風の中で僕らはなぜ出会えたんだろう同じ星が今見えるなら
音風光り合わせて一つの道に変わりさらに包み合うほど宝よ10年後も今までもこれからもいつまでも隣にいてくれてありがとう悲しい時だって笑って泣いて泣いて忘れよう用事もないのに集まって意味もない会話にただ笑ってねだって離れた高い心は一つに繋がってるよいるよそばに
すれ違いゆく風の中で僕らはなぜ出会えたんだろう同じ星が今見えるなら僕らはただそれだけでいい君と出会いそして泣き笑ったりする表情も
風の中で僕らはなぜ出会えたんだろう同じ星が今見えるなら僕らはただそれだけでいい Just only stars Just only stars Just only stars We can always
Okay, so because I only actually knew a few graduation-like songs, I asked a few people online about suggestions for others, and wow, I got a lot more responses than I was expecting. Since I don't want all those lovely suggestions to go to waste, I'll include a list of all the graduation songs that they suggested in the description. So who knows, perhaps some of you may want to check them out, because to be honest, I listened to all of them and they're all great, but I couldn't include all of them into this episode, so I had to pick only the top five, so there you go. I'm also really behind on J-pop news, so I honestly have none, except for the fact that Ai Otsuka is getting married to rapper Su, or S-U. I think it's Su, though. He's from the group Rip Slime. Apparently, they started dating in December of last year. I'm happy for her, and I guess Su, too, even though I don't really know him. I just hope that it's not a shotgun wedding, you know? But I digress. That's all for J-pop news, I'm afraid. Unless you want to say count that Yamapi is having a new single again. But whatever. So I guess that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to support the artists by either, you know, buying their singles or albums, DVDs, or maybe even going to their concert, who knows. I mean, I know Akinishi Jin from KAT-TUN just had, or KAT-TUN apparently, is that how you say it, just had his concert here in Los Angeles, and I went. It was pretty fun. Anyway, so yeah, please don't forget to support the artists and any other artists that you like, that not only the ones that we play on this podcast, I'm sorry. So, see you next time in episode 11, I believe. And my laptop is running out of battery, so I guess really until the next episode, because I gotta run off and find my charger. See ya!